Thank you for calling customer service. This is Chandra. How may I help you?
Yes, ma'am. Someone on my HEB card has just took off 5882, and it's an unauthorized transaction.
Yes, sir. Can I have your zip code, please?
75904.
Okay. And your first and last name?
Dan Powers.
Okay, and can you verify that address for me?
Yeah, 865 South FN 706, Lufkin, Texas, 75904.
Okay, are you familiar with address ending in Union Chapel Road?
Yeah, that's where I'm at. My home is in Lufkin, but I'm staying in an RV here in Austin, like 931 Union Chapel Road, number 29, 78612.
Okay, yes, sir. Give me one moment while I take a look at your account.
Thank you.
Okay, yes, sir. So I do see that on April 23rd, you did a survey. At the end of that survey, you got a free gift of a dash cam.
Yeah, I got the camera.
Yes, sir. You paid shipping and handling of $574. In the terms and conditions, it did inform you that that was the welcoming gift for joining our Factory Direct Savings Club. So every month, you are going to be charged $67.32.
Not on that card. No. That was just shipping. Strictly shipping, and that was it.
Yes, sir. In the terms and conditions, it do inform you that you are going to be charged that every month.
Well, no, I'm not. Because that card got canceled because you're stealing money from me. And this is going to be contested. Okay, I've already gone through all. This is the last call I've got to make, was to try to talk sense to you people. But you're stealing money from me, and I'm going to extreme pursuit of it. You're not going to charge me that for shipping and receiving costs and then think you're going to charge me $68 a month. That's fraud, you know, and I will come after you for it. It's just that simple. You know, if you keep the money, I'm coming after you, period. I've already got it, all the wheels are in motion. That card is canceled. You're not getting another dime, but you will have a lot of trouble. Seriously.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you can laugh. I know. It's funny as hell. I know.
Yes, sir. I
do
understand that you didn't properly read the terms and conditions. So what I can't do today.
No. I don't want to hear all that horseshit.
Yes, sir.
Okay?
Due to the fact
you're stealing from me, and that's fine. I see you're not going to make good on it. I'm just letting you know. I'm coming after you for it. You know.
Yes, sir. I'm trying to inform you.
I'm that fly that lands on your face and won't ever go away. I'm telling you, you're not going to get away with it.
Yes, sir. I do understand.
I'm going to come after you.
That you didn't properly read the terms and conditions.
Who cares about all that bullshit?
So what,
shipping and receiving,
sir? You
only
can limit the profanity. I am
fine,
trying
lady,
to.
But I'm not going.
I'm
for
trying
it.
To
I'm
help you, sir.
After you. If
so
you
let
don't
me,
fucking give me that fucking money back, fine.
Sir, you
I'm
can limit the profanity.
Fuck all your
if not,
print, lady.
I can disconnect
you're a
the call.
And I'm coming after you. That's it,
sir.
Bottom
you can
line,
limit,
I don't care what
you can limit the profanity.
I don't care what you say. It doesn't matter.
I'm trying to help you, sir. So what you can
no,
do
you're not.
Is
you're keep my money.
Sir, you won't even let me tell you what I can do for you. You're just going on. I'm trying to help you. So either limit the profanity.
That's it.
Either limit the profanity or I can disconnect the call, sir.
Look, you can disconnect the call. That's not going to be the end of it. You know, I mean, you're
sir,
giving me this.
If you're trying to, if you keep
stuff.
Using profanity when I'm trying to help you, I will not stay on this call. We all are grown. So the respect is due to anyone. I'm trying to help you, and you would not allow
okay,
me.
Okay, I won't use profanity, but respect is earned, and you have taken money from me without it being authorized.
Sir, I'm working for a company.
That?
I didn't take anything from you. So
well, you're reading fine print. So your orders are say, okay, tell them you didn't read it. Too bad. We're keeping the money, and we're going to charge you every month
sir,
for
you,
it.
No. You wouldn't even let me finish to tell you what I was able to do for you on today.
Fine.
So due to the fact that you didn't properly read the terms and conditions, what I can do for you on today is get you canceled so that you won't be getting billed any further, and I also will be able to give you a 50% refund.
Yeah, I'll take the money, but I'm not agreeing to the end of it. I intend on getting all of it back.
Okay, and give me one moment while I get that amount of $67.32 refunded to you. One moment.
Okay. That's bullshit. Coming after you. No. Goddamn thieving motherfuckers, man. Thieves. Yeah, you fucking mind.
Okay, so I did get you canceled and also refunded that amount of $67.32. If it isn't in your account on today, it will be 3 to 5 business days, and you also will be getting a refund confirmation sent to your email as well. Is there anything else I can do for you on today?
Thank you. I apologize. Yeah, now that card I use is canceled. So, I mean, how are you going to put money back on that card?
Yes, sir. Is it a bank card or is it like just a credit card?
It's just a HEB bought for a dollar, you know, money card.
Okay, so due to the fact that it is canceled, a check will be issued to your address. I'm sorry?
Yeah, that'd be fine.
Yes, sir. So it will be issued to your address due to the fact that it is canceled. If you don't receive that in 3 to 5, I'm sorry.
Can you send that to the 931 Union Chapel Road address?
Yes, sir. That's the address that is in the system, so that's where it will be going.
All right. I apologize again. I was just losing my mind.
Yes, sir. It's okay. I understand. So okay. I did get you canceled and also refunded. Is there anything else I can do for you on today?
No, thank you. Again, I apologize.
Yes, sir, and thank you for calling customer service, and you have a good one.
Thank you, too.